Jewish Globalization, We Must Destroy This, by High Priest Hooded Cobra, Saturday, March 11th, 2017. Globalization is nothing but an attempt of the Jews and their lackeys who they have as elite, only financial elite as otherwise they are a cancer to the planet, to just expand their range of influence all over the globe without any opposition. This is because, well, all these Jewish racketeers and parasites want to drain the blood of the whole globe. Nations, America, whole continents don't suffice. Them and their alien hive want complete dominion over all affairs, with no resistance whatsoever. From another standby, I see these communist chicks sometimes and these beta cucks who travel everywhere on the planet to have a taste, and talk about globalization as a good thing. Little do people understand that all races and all differences will disappear, and with these, cuisines, dialects, and everything that makes a planet travel-worthy. It will be of no use to go anywhere, as the slum things will be just the same everywhere. Everything in the end will be corrupted and made into the same dying rot. Those at the top will not hesitate, especially with the technology they will have by then, to destroy and flatten the goyim now and forever, keeping them enslaved permanently. If you want an idea, study the book 1984 by George Orwell. If any Jew like Stalin would be asked, their communist dream of globalization is exactly what they would love to see, the same thing the Bible openly states it wants done. Contrary to the lies and propaganda, Hitler never wanted any globalization. Hitler wanted all Gentiles to develop their own powerful culture by following up to a high standard, not to globalize the world. Hitler and the Europeans of the time threw themselves in the sacrifice for the expansionist communist globalization of the USSR to fail. They managed to save us and give us a chance, and they ended up no different than Satan in history written by the enemy. If people can move freely on the globe, which will never really happen, but it's just a troll argument of the Jews, everyone will swarm like flies into a certain place, eat out the resources, and then move to another place until the earth has gone completely destroyed. Add the fact that this will bring endless war over resources and a complete lack of order. Lack of order is not freedom. This will be death. Out of this massive equality that the goyim will have and harbor, the worst morbid gangsterism will arise. It will also be impossible to maintain global order at once, unless, of course, the population is completely flattened and therefore unable to do evil. Imagine having all the people you hate forced into your own house. Nobody will own anything anymore, however. But just to give you an idea, everyone will be so equal that you will have to allow yourself to be raped or something to not be called a non-equal. Children who are born better and non-equal to others will be thrown to die because they will be threatening this paradise of the Jews. No, I don't make this up. It's in the Bible. Who knows what else one can imagine? We can only imagine, and even then, it's enough to make someone want to vomit. Globalization plus the rise of technology will leave the elites with one result. The global average IQ in some researches is around 85 points. That is very low, and this is dangerously low and soon to be retarded level IQ. If one is below 75, one is easily fooled and can become a slave. Nobody who is a Satanist has that number though, so don't worry. It takes a potent mind to understand all that is being said here. Even if one doesn't, Grasping the truth shows that the mind is worthy and fertile. However, when masses are concerned, situations can become real grim, and this is already really bad. You can see the rampant stupidity outside, especially if you meditate. These fools are walking into their death, wasting themselves, the planet, and handing us down to our enemies to die. The enemy wants to assimilate all people who are 1 inch more intelligent so that they will never be opposed. If someone is stupid, they cannot oppose anybody. The enemy wants low IQ, debilitated, poverty-ridden slaves that are easy to control. Preferably really sick, really weak, and only good insofar as they are to be slaves. All the asswipes of the kikes about eradicating global poverty and that machines will serve humanity and that humans will never hunger again and everyone will have a Rolls Royce are all bullshit. Remember, fellow Goyim, we are the Goyim, the animals, and we are not human in Jewish understanding. All the bullshit of the Jewish elite that they talk about humanity is just code word for the Jews themselves. They don't give one piece of shit what the Goyim slaves are going to do. They are Jews talking to Jews. It is their racial slang. The Jews are carrying out the largest crime in history of humanity. If this one succeeds, there will never be one bigger crime to be committed. Never, ever in the world has a more larger scale crime been taking place. This is the largest crime a criminal could ever imagine of doing. Also, if the whole globe falls under globalization, then nobody will be able to free the race-mixed, cultureless cattle that will be governed from Israel. Mind you, this is written in the Bible and the Quran. This is what these low-level IQ cockroaches are worshipping. Jews ruling the planet and them becoming cattle like flies swarming up on top of a world filled with shit. The end to everything. Everything by this time will be gone. Unfortunately, we are faced with the future right now. One would rather die in the lowest life now, knowing they safeguarded a future of the planet and themselves, rather than sit a life of a comfortable Goyim and let the future go. In their next stupid incarnation, these little princesses that did not want to fight and wanted to be only in cozy rainbow land, they will find themselves in a gulag. And shortly, one will go extinct, because, well, there will no longer be a race for them to incarnate into. They will be stuck on the astral. And sorry to disappoint, but there is no heaven one will be taken into. Our existence here defines our existence in totality. The reason I and many others of our family here are undertaking this endeavor by placing ourselves in spiritual and otherwise dangers and crowning ourselves with honors and pride is because we are envisioning a real utopian future where human dignity and individuality are on the highest end and all people can develop the highest culture possible that they can on top of a healthy planet. In fact, what Satan and the creator gods have created and have been working on, this is a future worth living, not that of globalism. This is a future worth fighting for, not that of the enemy, where everyone can figure out where this is ending. As much as I hate to say this, this is the fact here. We all wish it were better. But wishes at this point can only go in the sewer, unless they are followed through and worked on seriously. We need to destroy the enemy and be fearless, relentless, and completely diligent. This is not a time to concern ourselves with crap that has concerned other generations of hundreds of years back. such as old-time fights, old-time Jewish grudges, and stinging on Jewish blinding mindsets until our flesh dies. We know better now. Fight now, fight mercilessly, end spiritually the unworthy lives of the enemy, and let's flatten them all. We are on a make-it-or-break-it time. If we succeed now, humanity will actually see a utopian future in the age of Aquarius. But if we fail, then humanity will be literally destroyed, and all of us, like all other humans, will be begging to never be born again. Satan hands to every one of you here a piece of this destiny. It doesn't matter how small you think yourself to be, how small the act, or how huge or how big one thinks of themselves, Satan has entrusted to all of us a piece to do for the destiny of our races, people, and this world as a whole. Everyone must do their part, and we will be victorious and successful. A piece of the great flame of Satan is in your hands. No matter how small or how big, all these sparks have to be put together to set the world ablaze, destroy the enemy, and then for the creative fire to breed a new and better world. Just think of the thousands of years of warfare of Satan and the gods, all those who have died not knowing the truth and not knowing why, all these victims of wars, famines, and all those silently suffering. We have the chance to turn the tide now and forever. Use this chance. Even if you fall a trillion times, rise infinite more. Satan will always understand, but Satan does not excuse permanent quitters. Satan understands our shortcomings, but the gods do not tolerate permanent quitters. The persistent fighter will be the one that will stand, not necessarily the always victorious fighter. If you feel like you fail, or feeling as if it does not matter, just remember what you have heard here. It's a long process, it's a long war, and from people like us will come a devastating change. Yes, even from these small things everyone does, and these small decisions, these will decide the outcome of this whole process. Never must we let Satan down, or we will be damned in ourselves, same as our world and planet. Hail Satan!